Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Bradley Dean. Howdy there, friends. Folks, first and foremost, we're going to be talking about mass resistance now taking place across America. And I'll tell you what, folks, we have been busy, as you all know, especially for those that listen to the Sons of Liberty radio, sonsoflibertymedia.com across the country, and into 53 countries, we have been warning the American people to wake up concerning what's going on here. And what we now know, friends, is there is mass resistance taking place. There's walkouts coming from doctors, nurses. This all firsthand information coming directly into these ears, and that's going to come out of my heart and out of my mouth. The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. We're going to be getting to that in just a moment. During a setup here in Michigan, we're broadcasting live from Michigan because we have events here tonight. Matter of fact, we have five events, and we just got another invitation to go up to the higher point of Michigan, and it's just like, oh, my goodness, is Michigan thirsty. The Bible says, if you hunger and thirst for righteousness, ye shall be filled, and it's exactly what they're responding to. But during all this protest, all that mass resistance and this mass resistance taking place in the United States of America today. By the way, what I was going to tell you just a moment ago is Amtrak is now on board with Southwest concerning the resistance. They're walking out. They're saying no more to what's going on here. They're seeing that this is a hostile, communistic, totalitarian takeover, and they're beginning to stand up and resist because they're understanding what's at risk here. Folks, you have the federal government and state governments attacking we the people more than anybody else, and I think that the American people have now come to that realization. But what I hear, and this is what I want to hit on before we start hitting off on all over topics here, the plethora of topics that I have concerning all of my tabs that I have pulled up for you right now, is I hear the Lord saying, I read the whole book of Amos last night, Amos 1 through chapter 9, and the Lord kept saying to the people, I did this, but you still didn't return unto me. I did this, but you still didn't return unto me. It's because you have despised the law of the Lord. That is why these things are taking place today. What are you talking about? Just imagine, again with me, if you would, 86% of the people in this country that profess to be Christian people actually love God enough to keep his commandments. This is the love of God that we keep his commandments. Read 1 John 2. It's right there for you. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. You can't tell me, nobody can tell me on this globe where Jesus ever violated God's moral law. That's called sin, 1 John 3, 4. No, he came to magnify the law. Think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I've come not to destroy, but to fulfill. Just think about those 86% that profess to be Christians. If they loved God enough to actually keep his commandments, would we be in a predicament that we're in today? Absolutely not, folks. Instead of dealing with the bad guys, the professed church today has capitulated. They have the bows, they have the arms, and what are they doing, folks? They ran, Psalm 78, verse 9. That's a lack of Christianity. Folks, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that the righteous are made bold as lions, and we follow the line of the tribe of Judah. And in such a process, friends, what do we do? We magnify the law, establishing judgment upon the heads of the wicked. We don't magnify the crimes. We magnify the law against the crimes, establishing judgment upon the heads of the wicked, as I just said, Isaiah 26, verse 9. Thereby establishing righteousness in peace within the gate. That's what we have to get. We have to get our minds as the mind of Christ and understanding as to what our responsibility and our obligations before God and man are if we want to win the day. Don't think for one moment, friends, that we cannot win the day under God. Don't you dare even think that we cannot win the day. It's a matter of us coming together. What's coming to my aid now is Ephesians 4. Coming into the unity, a bond of peace, which is by the Holy Ghost under God. So we can, again, understand Psalm 33, verse 12. Blessed is the nation whose Lord is God. But what happens on the other side of that? Well, if the people don't want to obey God, then guess what he promises he'll do? He promises to turn that nation into hell, and it's exactly what we see happening. Real Christianity understands that we're called to give the answers, Isaiah 58, verse 12, that we are called to right the wrongs. And let me ask anybody here, friends, anybody here that's watching me even now, is there anybody out there that doubts that we cannot win the day? Because if you do doubt that, you're not reading the Bible. That is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay? I just wanted to make clear that we can, my friends, do this under God and only under God, by his power, not by ours. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God. I also want to say this, friends. If you want to call in at any time, the phone lines are open. We are set up on Comrax out here. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to join us on social media platforms, please do. That is on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. On the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side. Please subscribe to that page. You can also jump over to that of beforeitsnews.com. We're up on the top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. By the way, you can go to sonsoflibertymedia.com if you're on Facebook right now. Let's go ahead and use this against them while we have the opportunity in doing so. And you'll see that I am right now pasting onto that page to subscribe. You can actually jump from Facebook right now to our live feed. Go ahead and subscribe. You'll get a notice every single day, and you can watch us live from there. Also wanted to say one more thing. I got some wise guys on outlets right now concerning social media platforms. Again, if you want to call in at any time and test your steel, please do, especially the guy that's talking about, you know, slow to anger, slow to wrath. You know, I'm curious, Mr. Saul. Why is it that you're not angry about what's going on in your country right now? Hey, Mr. Salt, I'm just curious. Are you offended at the sin in which Christ died for? Because if you're not, I want to know why. Nations are judged because of ignorant people such as yourself. The Bible says that the Lord will judge nations who lay it not to heart, right? Who lay it not to heart concerning what's going on. And I don't know anybody that's not angry about what's going on right now. The Bible also says that if we're not valiant for the truth, we will be judged in the book of Jeremiah. We will be judged. So at any time, if you would like to call in, test your steel, you want to add something, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Again, friends, broadcasting live from Michigan, we got five events set up here. Just got another invitation a moment ago. But any time you'd like to go ahead and test your steel, you want to contend for the faith, you want to bring in your testimony, you want to add to, take away, whatever the case might be, those lines are open, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Right before the break, I tried to kick this off. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And I want to tell you something, folks, there is a whole lot of that going on here today. And I don't think I need to really expound on that much, because I think people, for the most part, get it. Wanted to let you know that I'm going to give this to you day by day, by the way. Really quick, Thursday here, I'm just going to go over to Thursday. We are going to be October 14th, Thursday, October 14th, which is tonight at 7 p.m. As a matter of fact, I just found out it's going to start at 6:15 p.m. 6:15. It's going to be at the Burton Manor, 27777 Schoolcraft Road, 27777. Schoolcraft Road, Livonia, Michigan. That will be at the Burton Manor tonight at 6:15. It was just changed. We just found this out. So just wanted to convey that information over to you. So let's get to this, folks. Let's get to this really quick. And because I want you to see this first and foremost for yourselves with your own eyes as to, again, how you're being lied to. So you have on social media platforms right now, breaking news. Now, again, I want you to see how they play this game. They promote it in the north, they condemn it in the south, or vice versa, or east and west and east. They're confusing people by design, and the only way that that happens, friends, is when you get your eyes off of the author and the finisher of your faith, Hebrews 12:2. But what we're being told right now, what's in front of you, if you're listening to one of the 154 cities right now, I will narrate. I have on social media platforms right now where Greg Abbott, the governor, the good guy, right? Texas obliterates Biden's vaccine mandate. It's interesting how they're all combating Joe Biden, but nobody's called for the articles of impeachment concerning treason. Doesn't anybody think that's kind of odd? Nobody's drawn up the articles of impeachment. No, they're just playing the hard guy. I want you to understand something, friends, especially if you're a new listener to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. The states have the power to resist federal government. Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. Also understand the federal government is a creature of the state, not the other way around. They have people believing that the federal government is the final say-so as to what happens in our states. Not true at all. In any sense of the word, not true at all. But we're being told right now that Abbott, you know, the good guy, at least they would have you believe that he's a good guy, issues executive order. Notice how these are all executive orders, friends. Where are all these executive orders coming from? Common sense comes into place. He didn't need, friends, to bring forth an executive order to make reference to the law. The burden of proof falls to Biden's criminal administration, friends, because we already have laws that protect us from such concerning these mandates coming down from the federal government and vaccines. No, we have Nuremberg Code, we have OSHA laws, we have HIPAA laws. And by the way, in my state, in the state of Minnesota, it is a fundamental right to refuse experiments, friends, by the medical industry. He didn't need to create an executive order. Nope. They're just trying to blow him up to make him look good in the face of the people. That's all. And they take turns in the process of doing this. And by the way, you see the same thing with Ron DeSantis, do you not? Yeah, you do. They try to put up Ron DeSantis as being the good guy. Now, keep in mind, I'm talking about the way they're selling Greg Abbott, the governor from Texas, and Ron DeSantis now, I'm bringing it into the equation as well, as they're standing up and stopping the federal government from what they mean to do. Okay? This is how they're deceiving the people. Let me go to the next tab, which I'm doing right now, listeners in over 154 cities and listeners in over 53 countries. It was reported governors of the two largest Republican states, unconstitutional, in the U.S. have recently taken political action to restrict or to prohibit vaccine passports as a means of discriminating against private citizens who choose not to get one of the experimental bioweapon shots. Now, does this mean that Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis are against the bioweapon shots that have killed hundreds of thousands of people to date and are now being injected into your children? And might I add, every single governor in our union has refused to stand up for our children when it comes to these mandatory vaccines, which, by the way, there is no law. It's nothing short of a press release. That's what you need to know. Well, let me go back to Greg Abbott, the good guy, and Ron DeSantis. That's how they're selling them to you, friends. They're opposition. No, they are not. They're controlled opposition. Yes, indeed, but they are not opposing Joe Biden's criminal administration in any sense of the word. What am I talking about? Both of these governors and all governors in the United States right now, regardless of political affiliation, are accomplices to mass murder. Now, unless I missed some news somewhere, once the FDA and the CDC allowed emergency authorization to start injecting these bioweapons, these COVID-19 shots into children, let me remind you, none of the U.S. governors took action in their state to stop the mass injections of children with these bioweapon shots, even though that they have the authority to do so. Of course they do, because that authority, that delegated authority that they have, came from under God, from we the people, as we delegated it to them. We did not anywhere in the United States of America give our said representatives delegated authority to attack ourselves or our children, okay? Now, this is what I want you to see. These are reports now circulating in the alternative media from those who have actually read the bill, and what they have discovered is that the bill prohibits discriminations based on COVID-19 vaccination status. But did you know it allows law enforcement to forcibly vaccinate its citizens as well as lock them away in quarantine in the direction of, guess who, friends? through administrative law, which is completely null and void according to the Constitution. The state health officers, the Department of Health. Hey, folks, an overlooked section of Florida Senate Bill 2006 put into law by the state legislator and Governor Ron DeSantis on May 3rd, 2021, allows government officials to forcibly vaccinate citizens. Isn't this crazy? Well, why are they condemning it over here, and then what are they doing? Folks, it's called sleight of hand. What are they doing behind your back? This is what you need to pay attention. It's called omission. And if they're not talking about it, you better look into what they're actually doing. Christians, Americans, patriots, conservatives, we are called to be fruit inspectors. And what I'm doing is I'm picking the corrupt fruit off of Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis, and I am showing you, I don't care how they sell themselves. Matter of fact, if you go to 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15, it'll show you that Satan himself transforms himself into the what? A light. An angel of righteousness. But what did the Lord tell us to do through Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament? Judge them by their fruit. Okay? And I just got done telling you what they're doing, what the mainstream media is doing by putting them up as the good guys to basically shield us in the state of Texas and Florida from the likes of corrupt, treasonous, disgraceful Joe Biden. And I'm here to tell you right now, folks, nothing could be further from the truth as to what you're being told. Nothing. If you want to call in, folks, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over here, and I'm going to paste that article so you can see for yourself over on the social media platforms, okay? And I just got done doing it, as a matter of fact, so please do check social media platforms. It shows you what they're saying and what they're doing are two different stories, friends. And this is how they give it to you all day long. They can put them up as good guys all they want to, but where again, friends, is the justice? Where is the justice? Where is the law being made reference to? What do we get in America? An executive order. Executive orders, and we do a whole show on this, friends, are only applicable if they are congruent with the U.S. Constitution. Okay? Just so you know. Just so you know. Now, folks, what I want to do is I just got done highlighting the fact that, well, in America, there's mass resistance. There's total mass resistance taking place. I just told you right before the show today that Amtrak just jumped onto the bandwagon. Folks, nurses, doctors, employees all over the country are beginning to resist and defy tyranny in a great way. I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you some videos, and I'm going to get some more text and information that you are not given by the mainstream media. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Multiple unions throughout the nation are going on strike. About 10,000 members of the UAW are on strike against John Deere after the union rejected a wage deal with the farm equipment company. They joined 2,000 hospital workers and 1,400 Kellogg's workers in Michigan, Nebraska, Pennsylvania, and Tennessee already off the job. President Biden is continuing to promote vaccine mandates, although the Washington Post reported last month that vaccine mandates imposed by hospitals have led to many unvaccinated workers to leave or be terminated, which is exacerbating a shortage in skilled nursing and bedside care. There were also 173,000 fewer school employees in September 21 than in February 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News. A postal worker is shot and killed in a Denver suburb.
New information on the shooting death of a postal carrier in Longmont, Colorado yesterday afternoon. They now say it was an act of domestic violence. The Longmont police chief saying they arrested 26-year-old Devon Schreiner yesterday, charging her with first-degree murder. The unidentified victim was reportedly Schreiner's ex-girlfriend. Now, police say they don't have all the answers yet to just what happened, and they're urging people to help if they can.
If you have video cameras in that area, that would be incredibly helpful for us.
Reporting from our New England Bureau for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Best Buy is starting its early Black Friday sales this coming Tuesday. The sale will run for 4 days, and then the official Black Friday sale will begin on November 19th. The deals that begin next week will be covered by a Black Friday price guarantee if prices go lower. This is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, please do. If you want to jump on social media platforms, do that as well. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to SOL Radio to pull us off other that we're being censored from, namely Facebook friends and YouTube. Go ahead and join us on sonsoflibertymedia.com, SOL Radio Live right up on the top. Click onto it and join us on our live feed on Rumble. Also wanted to let you know, again, if you want to call in, please do not wait until the last minute or the last segment. That number is 1-866-582-9933. I just want to give you a real quick lowdown. So on Saturday, I was preaching in South Dakota, Rapid City, drove 10 hours there, spent 2 days there, went and seen a guy that we just met there who's in the hospital. Oh, my goodness, friends, that's a whole nother show. But with that said, friends, preached at Landmark Church. The next morning we got up, we drove 10 hours back home. We had 1 day off. We got back into the car, and we drove 13 hours over 2 days because we had a stop in Wisconsin. We drove about 6 hours, 6.5 hours, and then we stayed there, got up, met with some people, and then we got back into the car and drove to Michigan. And, folks, I got to just tell you, What's going on in Michigan is just, it's unprecedented. I mean, there's so much going on in the state right now, but I see people all over the state standing up against the tyranny. And with that said, we've been graced and privileged enough by the people, the good people in Michigan, to continuously come back. But I got to say this, friends, over the last 3 years, I've spent more time in Michigan than I have in any other state. We've been up on the Capitol steps, I think, two or three different times now. The events that we've done in this state, I would go so far as to say we've done probably 40 or 50 of them just in the last 3 years. And now we got 5 more events. And as a matter of fact, even right before the show, we got another invitation to go up to the Peninsula of Michigan. Am I saying that right? If I'm not, forgive me. And we're talking about doing something there. That's going to have to be another trip. Matter of fact, on Saturday, going back, as this comes back to me as I'm recollecting even now, it's interesting to note that we were getting ready for these four events, and then all of a sudden we got another email, can you come? We know that you're coming back. Will you come and do something for us? So we're going to do everything in our power to make it work for you. I don't think I've ever refused a date, but I would ask people that, listen, if we're going to do this, it's got to be done the right way. And the fact of the matter is we're coming back this time to Michigan just to show you how this works. Bradley, you know what? We want you back. Every time we do an event here, there's 4 to 6 different more invitations to come back. And it's like, guys, just listen, just so you understand how this works. It's me and my family. We go everywhere. You don't get one without the other. We're not flying anymore. We're driving. So let's break it down to 3 events and get those other 3 events and put them together so we can make every single event that we do count. Speaking of which, Thursday, October 14th at 6:15, which is tonight, we will be at the Burton Manor. At 6:15, the Burton Manor, 27777 Schoolcraft Road in Livonia, Michigan. Now, if this is, in again, if you'd like to go ahead and get the referrals and letters of commendation, I care not for them, but I do appreciate them. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and look at the referrals from people concerning those that have heard the message. And I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that the number one response for the show and after doing events is, I wish I would have brought more people. That's what we hear all the time. I wish I would have brought more people. Well, those that do the booking in the ministry tell the people this, and the fact of the matter is it's a sad day when you drive 26-hour round trips and you hear, I wish I would have brought more people, when it should have been conveyed to them before we got there rather than after we got there. And I think the point is made. So, again, friends, if you want to be a part of what's going on tonight, we'd love to see you. Where we're going to be at is the Burton Manor. We are going to be at the Burton Manor here in Michigan. We will be there at 6:15, and one more time, 27777 Schoolcraft Road, Livonia, Michigan, Livonia, Michigan. And I hope I'm saying that right again. If I'm not, forgive me. Now, let me get over to this again, because I want to show you some of the things in which are going on here, because there's mass resistance going on throughout the United States of America. And folks, my job is to wake up the dead church. And the only way that you can do that is if you yourself are alive. We're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. We're called to be flames of fire, Hebrews 1:7. And like John Wesley said, he was the great field prophet. He said that I set myself on fire every morning so the world can come watch me burn. That's why we're ranked number one and number two throughout the country on GCN through 65 different shows. Plus, because we're just simply giving you the word of the Lord, we're giving you the answers, and we're also bringing our founding documents in, okay? Everything's predicated on the word of God, though. If you want resolve, that's where you go, is you go back to your maker. He's the one that can bring it to resolve. But we have to do this individually and then corporately on a nationwide basis. So let me get over to this. Now, I'm going to crank this up as best as I can, but there's more resistance coming across the United States, and I want you to hear as to what's coming from Ron Paul's camp. And by the way, for those that don't know, Ron Paul's YouTube channel was just pulled by YouTube. Ron Paul's YouTube channel was just pulled by YouTube. Just so you know what's going on here, friends, they are going for freedom of speech more than anything. So I'm going to do my best and crank this up, and I want you to be able to hear this. GCN, if you could go ahead and turn this up just a little bit, I greatly appreciate it. Let's get over to Ron Paul and see what he has to say about mass resistance. Okay. Oh, I don't know what's going on with that. Again, that's on, and let me see where we're at. That's on. I don't know what's going on here, folks. So what I will do.
He's mad. He's not going to take it. He told his members, this is the Chicago Fraternal Order of Police, he told the members to refuse to comply with the city's COVID-19 vaccination mandate, which takes place on Friday, which is tomorrow. But in a world where everyone is just kowtowing and has lost their guts, there are people like this that stand up. Here's what he told the police officers. Do not fill out that portal information. He said, I've made my status very clear as far as the vaccine, but I do not believe the city has the authority to mandate that to anybody. let alone.
So what do we have here, friends? We again have, and I'm pulling this a little short just because of the sound situation. But what do we have here? We have the Chicago Police Union head telling the police officers and all that are a part of this organization to defy vaccine mandates. Why? Because they're illegal. They're illegal. I gotta say, I don't know why it's taken 2 years to catch up to what we already knew, that this was, in fact, illegal. Let me just say it again and again and again. Americans, Joe Biden is guilty of treason. He is the one mandating that which is illegal. Who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to the law that God gave, or are you going to listen to the tyrant so he can forge your chains? I need to know. Okay, because your freedom depends upon what I just said. Either you're going to listen to God's law, and by the way, it's in state statute. We're based on the Mosaic Institution called common law. So when I'm saying on God's law, I'm saying it's based on God's law. Again, if you want to contend with me on that, please do. 1-866-582-9933. He's telling us, just like our forefathers did, in so many words, either we're going to submit to God or we're going to submit to tyrants who mean to control us. These people, for the record, friends, can't even control their own lives, and they want to tell you how to live your lives? Are we supposed to just act like friends concerning these experimental jabs that over 200,000 people have not now been killed through this little genocide they have going on here? Are we supposed to just ignore the side effects? Go to healthimpactnews.com, healthimpactnews.com. Are we supposed to act like the government is now telling us the truth, friends? The same government that has sanctioned the murder of over 60 million babies that want you to believe that they're looking out for you? Only in America are the people still trying to figure out if the government told us the truth. They never told you the truth in the past, so why would they tell you the truth now? And isn't it interesting when you go into stores or you see a Walgreens, or a CVS, or you can see them on Walmart now? Isn't it interesting? The government says, come on and get your COVID-19 shot at no cost to you. Can I ask you something, Americans? Who paid for those shots? Who supports the federal government? Who supports state governments? Those that work. So there's no cost to those that take the shot, but in fact, it was a cost to we the people. But to we the people, I have a question for you. Why are you allowing them to go ahead and steal your money and allocate it to Big Pharma to go ahead and genocide more people in this country? Only you can answer that. Again, I can't answer that. Well, Bradley, there's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. That's right. To those that are in Christ Jesus, go to John 3:17 and Romans 8 and put it into context. Okay? Friends, we have nobody to blame again but ourselves. We have more stuff coming out from Ron Paul's organization. We have a pilot who basically has taken a picture of himself that's defying. He's a pilot from Southwest. He's defying that of the mandates. Matter of fact, there's lawsuits again raining down. I told you, friends, all this was coming. All this was coming, and now here we are. Are you a part of the answer, or are you a part of the problem? But here we have an individual right here that works for Southwest that's taking his face, hiding it behind his cap, but he's defying. Is he doing the right thing? Oh, you know he's doing the right thing. He's just doing it in a tactful manner. Folks, we're broadcasting live from Michigan, 1-866-582-9933. Social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com or beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of the page. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough.
All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, cool. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I don't know if people are having a hard time getting in on the lines, but the numbers are pretty relatively high on social media platforms right now. And usually when this happens, it's really odd when nobody calls in. But I just want to make sure the lines are clear, so I'm actually having my assistant right now double check that for us. But I was just highlighting this, and I want to show this to you really quick so I can get to the next point. I just highlighted the fact that Chicago Police Union, the head of that organization, called on members to defy vaccine mandates. These are people, if this is genuine, friends, disingenuous, I know not, but it's good that he's taking a stand because it encourages others to do the same thing. Men don't follow titles, right? They follow courage. Well, that's what we're seeing here from the Chicago Police Union head. But the fact of the matter is, keep in mind, these are the people that are upholding the Constitution. These are the ones that are upholding their sworn oaths. This is not treachery where they're unfaithful in their oath. Nope, they're holding to their oath, which makes them, friends, a righteous people. So we need to stand with them. I also wanted to show you, friends, it wasn't just in Chicago that was taking place, but we also have the Los Angeles sheriff saying he will not enforce vaccine mandates. Why? Why won't he enforce those mandates, friends? Because they're unconstitutional. This is how simple it is. Read Ezekiel 44:23, church. To those that have not become Christians, read Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, to know the difference between right and wrong. Then read again these documents, the Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. If you want to go back to the Mayflower Compact, you can do that. That's totally fine. But again, what I want you to do is just come down to the common sensity of it and see what, in fact, is going on. Because if you read the law, you know who does the line. And they're depending upon the people in this country to remain ignorant of their founding documents which should be predicated upon the Word of God. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, right? Let me go over to the next point. I'm trying to get as much information because what we're talking about is defiance and how Americans are beginning to stand up and defy corruption. Again, folks, what's happening is our sin is finding ourselves out. The voice that I'm hearing is we need to repent, return to God through Jesus Christ, period. Acts 20, verse 21. Let me go over to that of something that you probably didn't hear a peep about, and this just happens to be all the flights that are being canceled right now. And again, friends, they're not telling you any of this information through the mainstream media, but I want you to hear it the best that you can, and if you can't, again, I'll narrate to those that can. It's even hard to hear it from where we're at right now, but check this out. This is in Florida, Orlando, Florida, right now. All the flights have been canceled concerning the entire state of Florida. Check this out. It's canceled all flights and is out of the entire state of Florida. Now, what I want you to pay attention to, friends, is the fact that they're lying to the American people once again. And what are they telling the American people? They're telling the American people that it's because of the weather. That's why all these flights are being shut down. No, it is not. It's because of all the people standing up and walking off the job because they're not going to be bullied into taking something that the government says you better take it or else. That is not American government, friends, just for the record. That is a foreign government. That is ruling by force through totalitarian methods, and it's illegal. It's communism. It's what it is. Okay? It's authoritarianism. It is whatever you want to call it. It's not from above. It's from beneath. Okay? Because they all have the same father, John 8:44. But what's going on? They're telling you, it's because of the weather. We got to cancel all these flights. No, it is not. It's the same thing going on in the hospitals, friends. Oh, we don't have any available beds. Oh, friends, that's all they have is available beds in the hospitals. But what they don't have available are the doctors and nurses who are not taking their tyranny. See, folks, what we're talking about right now is the fact that America is resisting now. And I want to make real clear, because this is easy to do if you don't know the Word of God. It's time for America to repent. Because that's the voice coming from heaven. These are the judgments of God upon a disobedient people. That's what this is. Don't claim to be something. Here it is. I'll just say this real quick and I'll get to the next point. The third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless. That means you better not call yourself a Christian and not live accordingly, because the Lord will bear witness as to who you are. Because why? Luke 12:2 comes to my aid. There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Okay? Let me go to the next point. What do we have here? Well, we have acting sergeant, senior sergeant, Christil Mitchell. She quit the Victorian police. Now, why did she quit the police? Why did she quit? This is happening globally. I want you to, again, do your best to tap into what she has to say here, but this is more of what the mainstream media means to withhold from the American people. Folks, those that are upholding their country and their state constitution are, in fact, doing their job just like this woman. Check this out.
Today is that I will be resigning from Victoria Police effective the end of this interview.
Wow.
Because the consequences of me coming out publicly would be dismissal. So I'm choosing to quit, and I'm quitting because I can't remedy in my soul anymore the way in which my organisation that I love to work for is being used and the damage that it's causing in the reputation of Victoria Police and the damage that it's causing to the community. My partner and I were out walking during our 2 hours of exercise on the weekend, and there were police everywhere. I live in the city. And there was just police everywhere, doing their reassurance patrols, which they're not reassurance patrols. You're not reassuring anybody in the community. You're scaring people in the community that there's that many police out in the city trying to stop mass gatherings or what have you. And the police don't want to look you in the eye. You don't want to look the police in the eye. There's this air of uncomfortability about it all. All of my friends that are police officers that are working the front line and are suffering every day enforcing show directions that the vast majority, or certainly a great majority, don't believe in and don't want to enforce.
Well, you know what? Then I'd ask the question, then why are they enforcing it? Because they're not doing their job. Okay? This is called, on a global basis, self-destruction. She just got done saying that a majority of her friends that are police officers don't agree with what they're doing. If the good people on a global basis don't do it, the tyrants can't do it. Get that out there. Folks, if the good police officers and those in military don't do it, the tyrants can't do what they intend to do. Put that up against Ephesians 4:14. Let me say this again. Robert Winthrop rightly said, either you're going to be ruled by the word of God or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. Which one do you choose? She's talking about a police state. And I want to end with this because I got 2 minutes left. CNS News just reported, because this is the answer that I was just giving you, anti-mandate pilot. Notice how they put his name in there, right? It's just ridiculous. That only those demeaning names come from communists and useful idiots. And that's true. Just ask me. But it says, anti-mandate pilot, that our control comes from a simple word. You know what it is, friends? And it's the same answer that I give to everybody that calls Bradley Dean, and I get a lot of them. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do, Brad? What are we supposed to do? Some on the lunatic fringe. Here's the answer. Just like this individual, say no and mean it. There's for goodness sakes, there's 330 million of you, friends. 90% of you don't agree with what's going on, so why do you allow the 10% to rule your life? Don't tell me about who's ruling your life if you've got your knee bent right before them. This is our Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego moment, friends, to prove the God of Israel that we will not be ruled by these tyrants. Amen? Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be shouting me down saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. This is your God-given country, friends. Many men fought, bled, and died giving you what you have today. And Christians, you are a blood-bought people. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on the cross for you to redeem you back unto God because of his love for us through an example, 1 John 3:18. I end with this. What are you doing with that gift? What are you doing with that gift? Are you cowering? Are you cowering? Are you running? Are you capitulating? It's time for you to prove who you are, because you only have one opportunity to do it. Make the most of it, friends. Life is but a vapor. Love you by what I do. Broadcasting live from Michigan. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.